Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. Firefighters beginning to get a handle now on California's biggest wildfire. Evacuation orders and warnings for the most part now have been lifted in several remote areas. Cal Fire spokesman Rick Carhart says the blaze went from being 23% up to 32%.
It's still a fairly low number, that 32%, but it represents a pretty significant jump.
Here is 2021. I'm your host, Alex Jones, back in studio. Thank you so much for joining us on this special Sunday evening. If you go to the front page of Infowars.com, you will see today's headline that we have the live show feed posted in. And it's quite a shocking headline. The British government officially warns that 2.6 billion plus people may die as a result of the mutations coming from the so-called COVID-19 vaccines that are really just genetically modified injections. And if you can, crew, put that headline back up there one more time. I want that headline to sink in because this isn't just fear porn. This is what they're planning. Emergency alert, British government warns COVID vaccine-induced mutations may kill 2.6 billion people. And that's been the plan all along. If you just joined us, we have everybody from the Washington Post to CNN to Fox News to the Wall Street Journal to Bill Maher saying the vaccines don't work. And the majority of people sick, and majority of people in hospital, majority of people dying have had their COVID injections. And I've got the government statistics from Israel, from Singapore, from the UK, from Canada, from the United States, from all the countries around the world. In fact, the only sick people in Sweden are the vaccinated. Zero deaths or illnesses in Sweden from unvaccinated. So here's the more incredible point, and I'm really wrapping my brain around this war game. But remember Crimson Contagion that we covered 4 or 5 months ago that got millions, 10 million views or so? General Flynn said it was the best work he'd seen on COVID. All we were doing was going over the war game from 3.5 years ago, put out by the Rockefellers and others, saying they would inject people with this vaccine, everybody would get sick, and then out of that would collapse civilization. SPARS pandemic, and then the Crimson Contagion. Emergency Saturday broadcast, world shocked by SPARS 2025-2028 document. It's the SPARS document, and then that's carried on into Crimson Contagion. And there it is. Again, needs 50 million views, but almost 4 million views on band.video. All right, I'm going to really try to control myself here today, and I'm really going to try to judiciously cover this as best I can. Chris Sky is a very smart businessman and patriot from Canada who has really been topping Twitter the last week with his prediction of the endless lockdown with total precision. He'll be joining us Bob the Hour, and then Mike Adams, who was the first person I heard talk about the so-called vaccine triggering this specific type of autoimmune response that now even Fox News is having to admit is real and taking place. That's coming up today. So tonight, this is going to be an incredible transmission, and then I'm going to co-host part of the Sunday live show that Owen normally hosts with the great Harrison Smith, the host of American Journal, 8 a.m. weekdays. Well, from 6 to 8 tonight, he's going to be hosting, and I'm going to host part of that with him because I've got so much on my plate, I know there's no way I'm going to get done with all of it in the first 2 hours. So Chris Sky coming up, Mike Adams coming up. I'm yours truly, Alex Jones, and just this information, I studied today like 6 hours, and when I almost fell down. I got dizzy when I contemplated it when I stood up. I almost had a nervous breakdown.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Dependent enhancement. That's the term you're going to get to know real, real well when your friends, your family, and you bleed out and die in the near future. There are treatments that are now being developed and tested that can save some people. And that's why the UK government just ordered a record amount of anti-blood clotting agents, 3 billion pounds worth. That order is much bigger than anyone in their history, obviously, because they know what they've already done to you. Antibody-dependent enhancement. Suddenly, they're even talking about it on CNN. And that's just one of the things in hundreds of studies, many of which were conducted by Dr. Fauci, we discover that almost all of the different types of mammals that they injected with similar vaccines that target spike proteins on coronaviruses, that in almost every case, the animals die within a few months of being given the injection. And it can be extrapolated out that humans in the physiological differences would die in a few years. That's how Dr. Sherry Tenpenny and so many other respected medical doctors came on this show and said, you will see antibody dependent enhancement by the first fall and winter after the injections. And now it's already beginning. All right, I'm Alex Jones, your host. This is a live Sunday, August 1st, 2021 transmission. And let me just start right here with the big announcement. It is not debated by the CDC. It is not debated by the NIH, National Institute of Health. It is not debated by the NIH or the British National Health Service or any of the major governments in the world, that the so-called COVID-19 vaccinations, whether they be a virus vector from Johnson & Johnson or AstraZeneca, or whether they be an mRNA from Moderna or Pfizer, all of them make you get COVID and make you shed COVID and make you create deadly variants, and doesn't work. It doesn't lessen how bad your sickness is. All of it was a lie. And it turns out they knew from hundreds of prestigious studies and government initiatives. The University of Texas wasn't studies. It was a four-year initiative of seven universities led by the University of Texas, where they gave all sorts of spike protein vaccines for coronaviruses to rats, ferrets, other animals. And some rats lived, none of the ferrets lived. And this is all a test to see what they can do to you. Just like they said 6 months ago, oh, it's a rare heart condition, a rare blood clot in the brain, a rare stroke. No, it's in the majority of people because it starts growing protein crystals. You don't have a virus. You get given protein crystals. That's what the spike protein is, and your body starts growing it. And in every case they've done this, it kills the lab animals, the vast majority. They knew what they did. Like if you poured a gallon of gasoline on yourself, let it soak in, and then struck a match, what's going to happen? You're going to burn to death. Or if you took a shotgun and put it in your mouth and pulled the trigger, you're going to blow your head off. See? This, and that's why I'm so shocked, is this is 100% known, like eating a teaspoon of cyanide with your iced tea, you're going to be dead in 2 minutes. Or if I laid my hand out on this table, took a hatchet right to my fingers, it's going to cut them off. So I've got the actual CDC study here. I'm not going to just show you articles at Infowars.com. I'm going to show you the actual study. Overhead shot, please. CDC releases study showing 3/4 of Delta cases are among the vaccinated, says masks are the answer. More lies from the same people. It goes on to say 74% of the individuals that have tested positive took the vaccine, and it goes on into all the different sloughing off of new, more deadly variants of the virus, which all these top scientists warn would be the case. Here's another one. CDC study admits 74% of COVID sufferers in Massachusetts outbreak were fully vaccinated. But let's look at some other countries, see what they found, because I don't just believe the CDC. Look at this. Andrew Bosman, MDMS, on link 3, right to the government of Finland. Finnish hospital, just one example. C19 Delta variant outbreak. 103 infections among HCW's inpatients and 18 elderly inpatient deaths. 2/3 of infections, 66% and 67% occurred in those partially or fully vaccinated with mRNA vaxxed. And I got stacks of these. 76% of the infections among the patients occurred with those fully or partially vaccinated. That's in 44 to 58. And it goes on. Here's another one out of Israel. This was 6 million people participating, the biggest test in history of a coronavirus, and the vast majority, again, over 70%, were inoculated. Think about that. Can I have an overhead shot, guys, please? Thanks. So just look at this here for yourself. Must have a... Yeah, we got a frozen camera. Anyways, we'll post all these up on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. You can find any of this. It's all over the news. I mean, none of this is even debated. Oh, and then meanwhile, what else is going on? Miracle drug is life-saving against COVID and will stop sufferers needing hospitalization and treatment. And from all over the world, they're reporting that either pills of steroids, not the type that get you big like Arnold Schwarzenegger, but the type that kill inflammation, corticotropic, either in pill form or inhaled, have basically 100% rate. And guess who the UN and others are working with to suppress that? Big tech. So again, talk about criminal activity, ladies and gentlemen. That's the way these systems operate. And it goes on and it continues from there. Here's a Washington Post headline. Most people infected in Provincetown, COVID outbreak, were vaccinated, CDC study shows. There's your God, the Washington Post, telling you that. But it gets worse. We've been here this entire time, for a year and a half, telling you these vaccines weren't vaccines, that they were Frankenshots, they were GMO, that they wouldn't work, that they'd lower your immunity next time, that they would make you sick, and that Bill Gates is on record saying he wants to depopulate the Earth. And we had all these scientists on specifically warning you and showed you clips of hundreds of prominent scientists and researchers coming out, like the former head scientist at Pfizer and the Nobel Prize winner for the discovery of HIV and the head EU advisor, Wolfgang Woodard. Those are just known names I've been telling you for a year and a half. Now they have the dean of the Baylor Medical School coming out saying it. I have her on video. That's coming up. I have more than 30 clips of the heads of universities, the heads of major scientific institutions in the United States, in England, in Ireland, and I got plenty from Germany, just in German, and I got plenty from France, and all over the world saying the same thing. This is going to kill millions and millions and millions and millions of people, and it doesn't protect you, and they knew it. But it still just got pushed forward. People warned you, and it still happened. So the question is, why did the globalists do this? Knowing it was going to come out, they did it. We have to war game every angle of this during the break. We'll see if I can fix the overhead shot so I can actually show you all this, or I can work with the crew maybe to get it on the computer in there for you. But I want to show everybody this tonight. I want you to see this. I want you to understand this. And I want you to see the U.S. Patent Office documents where Fauci and Bill Gates and others from Chapel Hill, North Carolina, at Bioweapons Lab, sent all the ingredients and how to make this virus that they would own and control to the Wuhan lab to develop it and put it together. So we've got all of this coming up tonight. And then the really big news, the British official government agency responding to bio threats has come out, ladies and gentlemen, and said mutants from the vaccinated may create a super strain that they believe will kill 2.6 plus billion people. That's the headline, InfoWars.com, FreeWorldNews.tv.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
All right. It's the worst of times, but it's also the best of times at the same time. Horrible things are happening. Incredible tyranny is taking place. Massive censorship of top scientists and top medical doctors and victims of these poison vaccines are being carried out by big tech, who themselves are heavily invested in Big Pharma and vice versa. But you've got the controlled corporate media that's biggest sponsor is the big pharmaceutical companies. And then you ask yourself, why would they then roll out extremely tested vaccines on other animals and humans in other trials previously with coronaviruses targeting the spike protein? And why in all the studies did they say, don't give it to humans, it'll kill them? Because they got to attack us sometime. They've got to depopulate us. And they've got to make us sick so it sucks everything out of the economy, so that as the economy collapses, they pose as the saviors, the big megabanks who have endless currency because they just make it out of nothing, so that when the society collapses, they give us universal basic income, and then they control the dwindling resources and completely win. That's in the book, written early last year by Klaus Schwab, who calls for depopulating the Earth with David Rockefeller and, of course, his protege, Bill Gates. This is the battle plan that is now being executed. This is like Caesar writing letters home when he was in Germania and Gaul for 15 years, conquering it, letters back to the Senate about what he'd done. This is like one of the first letters Caesar sent back to, you know, to the Senate to tell them how great he was. This is Klaus Schwab bragging how they're executing us in live time and bringing in world government and depopulating us and everything. That's a wartime letter. This is a battle plan funded by the Rockefeller Foundation in 1974, the culmination of a decade-long research process with the man who later became the White House science czar for 8 years under Barack Hussein Obama. Eco-science. How to sterilize you, how to poison you, how to use that to break down society, and how medical tyranny is the way to take over because people trust the medical system. So if world government, the UN, and big corporations pose as the medical system, they can conquer the world. Eco-science, population, resources, environment, John P. Holdren. And other depopulationists, Paul Ehrlich and Annie Ehrlich, his wife. Might want to read it. Oh, there's another one you might want to read from 2 months ago. The new terrorism plan under our puppet president says anyone questioning lockdowns is a terrorist. Oh, and now he's saying new lockdowns may be needed. Funny how that works. And when you read Spars Pandemic 2025-2028, put out by John Hopkins with all the UN and Bill Gates funding, it's set in the year 2025, 2028. It's supposed to be 2020, 2023. And it describes everything they're doing in live time, just like Operation Lockstep. And even how they're going to burn some public health officials and act like it's all a big accident that they killed billions of you. They've got it all planned out. And you're like, they're going to get destroyed. They don't care. They want to kill. They want to kill. So our overhead shot every once in a while, maybe twice a year, one of these wireless cameras seizes up. It just did last segment, but they got it back up and running. Let me show you those articles if you're a TV viewer, radio listeners. You can find these easily. Just write down what I say, and you'll go find them. CDC releases study showing 3/4 of Delta cases are among the vaccinated. It says masks are the answer, even though it does nothing. And they go on to say that the majority of the people sick and the majority dying have had the shot. Isn't that a big news story? And that's out of just an area of Massachusetts. But I showed you out of Finland, the exact same numbers. In fact, this is 76% of the people, 44 to 58, that were there. And it goes on to say all the deaths were vaccinated. Or in this state, two-thirds of the infections and deaths, 67 occurred. There's one here where it's 100%. Let me just show you those numbers. Again, here's out of Israel. 6 million people studied, the biggest study ever on the coronavirus. And they found that the vast majority, again, same thing, had been inoculated. And the vast majority dying aren't. And they're suppressing all the different miracle drugs and the rest of it. Big articles on that. Can't have you suppress it with something like ivermectin or things like the steroid dimethizone. And again, here's the Washington Post for those that don't believe. Here's your God. Most people infected in Provincetown COVID outbreak were vaccinated, CDC study shows. Now let's get to the really ultra massive news. Oops. FDA accidentally reveals a list of COVID vaccine side effects, including microcarditis, something like a heart attack, autoimmune disease, and death. And this was from last year. Turns out a staffer didn't like what had happened, so they left the slide in. Which, by the way, they already admitted previously, it's why they wouldn't approve it, that these type of vaccines cause this. And I'm going to show you top doctors around the world coming out, including now the dean of the Baylor Medical School. That's a pretty prestigious medical school. They worked, by the way, on the UT study, the UT initiative on rats given a vaccine for spike protein, where 87% of the rats died. That's coming up. I mean, do you realize that they know all about this? So a lot of this is cover the ass time. That's why, I mean, it's a who's who of elite scientists saying this is insane, and basically everybody that's taking the shot is going to be an invalid. If they're lucky, a lot of you are going to be dead. So now they're getting ready to start giving you, for the rest of your life, I guess, blood thinners and other stuff. I mean, they have really hurt you bad. And you're like, that'll collapse society. That's what the globalists want. They don't care what happens to Joe Biden. They don't care what happens to... They want to bring down civilization. They want a post-industrial world. How do you do it? You kill billions of people and you make millions of people sick, and that'll collapse civilization. Everybody else will be scared to go into work or be around anybody or be around the vaccinated. This is a psychological weapon of fear. It's meant to destroy confidence in the government. You think the U.S. government will ever have credibility again when this all comes out? And it finally all clicked this morning, and it's why I actually got dizzy. You've heard of, like, women will get told, hey, your husband was just found dead, and the woman will stagger back and fall over. I've been studying all day, and when this all crystallized in my mind, like 1,000 points plus 1,000, I actually got dizzy, and I was stumbling around, and it all hit me. I had to sit down. That's why they did it during Trump and got him to sign on to it, to discredit Trump and nationalism and patriotism and populism. And they knew that Trump would be so pigheaded, he'll keep defending it even as it starts killing everybody. So, man, they really know what they're doing. I mean, these are some sophisticated people. Wow. And again, if you're a new listener, it is completely confirmed. Absolutely confirmed. Even mainstream news, the vaccine doesn't help you, hurts you, and makes you spread all this other garbage. Just what all the scientists said over a year ago would happen. And it's just a giant trap, a giant bear trap we're all caught in. And I haven't even hit the new news. Sage, that's the big government agency in the UK. They say that the vaccinated could trigger a new super variant that kills 2.625 billion. Stay with us.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this Cyber Symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex. Or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
So, I've been politically awake and involved for over 30 years. I've been on air for 27, coming up on 28 years.
Now you're not satisfied.
And I knew the globalists wanted depopulation. I knew the Rockefeller set up the UN to carry it out. I'd read a lot of the books they'd written about different ways to sterilize us and different plans they had to launch depopulation, how they'd use the breakup of the family and the destruction of small businesses under UN environmental auspices. And I watched them eat around the edges of it, but I really hope we could expose them and back them off so they wouldn't launch the main attack. But then when I saw what they rolled out in China and the fear-mongering and the Wuhan lab and the lockdowns here and the mask and suppressing treatments for regular viral infections so they get some high death numbers and sending sick people into nursing homes but not letting their families go in, I knew they were making their move. And then I'd already read Operation Lockstep, and I'd already read SPARS, Pandemic Drill by John Hopkins, years ago, because it was globalist battle drills on how they were going to bring in world government, how they admitted they were going to bring in worldwide authoritarianism. But when I saw all these top scientists come out last year and say, we've looked at what they say the vaccine does, it'll cause autoimmune disease, it'll cause brain damage, it will cause all of these serious problems, antibody-dependent enhancement, and all these top people were like, I think it'll kill 30-40% of those that take it within about 2-3 years, according to these rat studies. Then I went and looked up the studies. I didn't believe these people, even though they were respected, and it was all true. And then we watched people take the shots, start having heart attacks and strokes and all the rest of it, and now they're having this whole antibody-dependent enhancement, and it's all over the news, and they're now in the Washington Post saying people that have the shot are more likely to give people COVID now, and they're having autoimmune disorders, antibody dependence. Now, you'd think, oh, Jones, I bet he got happy. No, I didn't get happy. I am totally freaked out. Because it's one thing to know their plan. It's another thing to be living it. And to think about how psychotic they are. Because they even, like I said, they've got the heads of major medical schools, the dean of the Baylor Medical School. That's one of the, that's a top 10 medical school, saying this is crazy and evil and wrong. She's just out today. And now the CDC says 3/4 of the people spreading it have it from the shot. And this big one that I want to get Chris Guy's take on. I want to get Chris Guy on for a full hour this week. We got him until 5 minutes the next hour. This is the British government agency SAGE. Next COVID variant could kill 1 in 3 people, 2.625 billion. In the estimates of the mutations, similar to what they saw with MERS, if it became gain of function. And they're telling you what they got next for you. They're going to claim it's a mutation. So Chris Guy, back in September of last year, was extremely prescient looking at their own government documents that have been confirmed to be real, where they're talking about the permanent lockdown and a permanent dictatorship. Since he was last on, in fact, I forgot it. Guys, get the Nova Scotia health minister. Says we need to stop people demonstrating, stop people going outside. Keep lockdowns, he said, to stop people talking. Since then, the German, the French, and the Australian health ministers have all said the same thing. So this is a real authoritarian takeover. Here's Chris Sky. Before lockdown 2 was announced, now we're into lockdown 3 in Canada, but lockdown 2 is about to happen here. Here he is predicting it. It's Psychic Jim Bro was the top trending thing on Twitter a few days ago. Recognized for predicting lockdown agenda. Here it is.
Don't need a mask. The mask is about compliance because they know Canadians like to do what they're told. So they tell you you have to wear a mask. Next, they're going to tell you you have to contact trace. Then they're going to tell you you have to take the vaccine. And because Canadians like to do what they're told, they're hoping that everyone just complies. And then guess what, kids? Once you take your vaccine, like a dumb person that doesn't know any better, they're going to tell you, sorry, the vaccine isn't as effective as we thought it was going to be. So now you still got to wear your mask, still got to get contact trace, still have all the restrictions and social distancing, and still take your vaccine. And then what did you get out of all of this? You got a whole year where you weren't allowed to travel, your business was closed, they took your rights and freedoms, they forced the vaccine on you, and what happened? The same amount of people died, everything is the exact same, and now they're going to put you back on lockdown and bring it all the way till July of next year so they can do the same thing again. Bring you from July, August, and September, getting you off lockdown, but just to bring you back on lockdown again. If you idiots haven't figured it out yet, it's a perpetual cycle that you never get out of, and it's a way to take your rights, your freedoms, close your business, take your wealth. Why? So you become dependent on government. Why? If you're independent, the government works for you like it's supposed to. If you depend on the government to give you a paycheck to feed your family every month because they closed your business on you, now the government doesn't work for you, the government rules you. So instead of a middle class, we have the government, upper class, and the lower class dependents that rely on the government to survive. In other words, we have a slave class. And that's what they're trying to do. It's that simple.
All right. RealChrisSky.com is his website. You need to support him. You need to get his book. You need to check out what he's doing. He's with us for the next 20 minutes. I appreciate him coming on. You can go wherever you want, bro. But for folks that don't know, that was September of last year. You laid it out. Tell folks, again, how you did it, and let's get into what's currently happening and what you think's coming next.
That's huge. It's that I knew what was coming. Like you said, I saw the document from the UN. I was traveling around the world trying to tell everybody what was coming. It was a coordinated response from all the world's governments. So whenever something like that happens, it's suspect. So I had just got back from Ireland, where I predicted their lockdown to the day and actually stayed there till the day they got locked down, September 20th, and then came back to Toronto to try to warn everybody here. And I went to our protest on Saturday in Toronto, and it was September 26th, and that's when I made that video to let everybody know what was going to happen. Oh, my camera died.
You're here. You sound great. Keep going.
Okay, so I had to let everybody know what was going to happen. People called me crazy. Now they see everything that I said came to light. So now we got to give a red alert and let everybody know what's going to happen next. And this is very, very important. Because they're going to try to make the biggest division we've ever seen in society. And that division is going to go way past the people versus mask wearers, non-mask wearers, etc. Now it's going to be turning the vaccinated against the unvaccinated. So they've already got us into the pacification process. They're trying to lull us into submission. They tried to give us a little bit of our freedom back. They wanted to destroy the freedom movement. They wanted to disorganize us, kill the momentum, kill everything we've been trying to do. In reality, they're prepping the stage already with predictive programming. They're already telling us cases are starting to rise. They're already telling us the vaccine doesn't work. They're already telling us unvaccinated people are dangerous. They're already trying to call for limiting the movement and restricting the freedoms of the unvaccinated. So what we're going to see, and this is why I've been on tour since July 17th, all around Canada, to warn people that it's all coming back. And this time, when they lock us down and put the mask back on us, it's going to be vaccinated people and unvaccinated people. Only this time, we're going to be seeing the vaccinated people getting sick. They're going to blame the vaccinated people getting sick on a so-called new variant, when in reality, it's the vaccine itself getting people sick. They're also going to go and blame the new variant on the unvaccinated, so they can demonize anybody who doesn't take the vaccine. So not only will this provide wonderful division that the government likes, it'll also set the stage for public consent of the majority, which are the vaccinated, to limit the freedom of movement on other people. And if you see what they're doing in France right now, you can't even go to a grocery store in France unless you show proof of vaccination or you show a negative COVID test. So they're doing this all over the world. And I was trying to warn people that they're also trying to subvert us with political movements. Phony political movements in Canada that are masquerading as freedom movements, when in reality there's no political solution to this problem. Americans are free right now compared to Canadians, not because they waited for a new election and a new Donald Trump to save them, but because they employed what I call united non-compliance. They stood up as a nation, they took off their masks, they opened their businesses, and they just said no to the government.
Chris, stay stay right there. We're going to come right back in a few minutes to give you the floor. You're absolutely right about all this, and we need to get past political labels and political parties and get down to basic human rights. Stay with us. This is the InfoWar.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
Go to frankspeech.com and enter promo code Alex or call 800-675-4614 and use promo code Alex.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jones, your host. We're into the last segment of the first hour, and we have Chris Skye on the line with us from Canada. Whole other story, how he's a political prisoner, how they've arrested him, how they're trying to say he can't travel. You got similar laws being passed in Australia and the UK. They're riding women down with Clydesdale horses and almost killing them if they dare go outside when they're not supposed to. But if you're a leftist group, you can go burn down cities. This is the martial law of global government, the martial law of the United Nations. And in Operation Lockstep, written by the Rockefeller Foundation, 11 years ago, they say they would use the threat of a virus for a takeover. And who's in control of world policy now? The Rockefeller Foundation directs Joe Biden and the United Nations. Bill Gates has been somewhat removed from command. Now, let's go back to Chris Skye. Chris, I want to point something out. When we talk about this a year and a half ago or 10 months ago, people go, okay, so what? But then when it comes true, they go, oh, this is amazing. You're saying what's coming next today, but I can play video clips right now of you on with us 6 months ago and of me last year saying they're going to claim a new variant's out, so that's why you've got to have this new booster, and they're going to say the variant came from the unvaccinated. It's so easy to know what they're going to do. So again, how do we do that? Because this is so incredibly premeditated. So finish up with what you were saying about what's coming next from your own research and their own admissions, and then how you think we can fight back against it, because you got cut off by that break.
No problem. So as everybody knows, we're going back on another lockdown. Just like you said, the narrative is going to be over the next few weeks and few months. Cases are rising. The vaccine's not working. Variants are spreading. Unvaccinated people are dangerous. And they're going to start calling for vaccine passports, not just for travel, but to limit the movements of these vaccinated people. or the non-vaccinated people. So exactly what's going to happen in the fall is you're going to see a whole bunch of vaccinated people get sick. You're going to see them scream about rising cases. They're going to institute all the restrictions like masks and everything else. They're going to lock us all down again. And at the same time, they're going to be telling all the vaccinated people that you're sick because of these unvaccinated people. And that's going to give the public pretense that they need to start trying to impose restrictions federally in both countries, not just at the state or provincial level, on all the citizens. That's their plan. So why can we make it backfire? Simple. Everybody's carrot was get the vaccine and life will go back to normal. And I already warned everybody that that was a lie and they're just going to make you wear the mask and put the restrictions back on you after you've taken the jab. Well, now they're already telling everybody they got to take a third jab and maybe even a fourth jab this fall and winter. So when you told these people they're going to get vaccinated, everything's going to go back to normal, and I'm coming in there and say the only way out of this is united non-compliance, well, all those people that complied are going to get locked down in the winter. Then the government's going to have to tell them, oh, a fifth or sixth jab is going to be the thing that sets you free. Even the most compliant, even the most naive is not going to agree with that. And I've seen a massive shift in Canada in the last few months as I've been traveling around and doing my tours. Normally, it's when I go to a freedom rally, everyone's there that knows me. They're there for me. So everyone knows me. Everyone's excited to see me. Now, I can't even stand outside of a hotel for 2 minutes or even walk down the street without the average Canadian coming up to me enthusiastically and knowing who I am, knowing what I'm about, agreeing with me, appreciating me, and feeling the exact same way. We literally had a guy pull us over on the street, and I'm in Calgary, Edmonton, driving, and we thought he was having like a road rage incident or something, but he just rolled down the window and started screaming how he has my book and how he loves us. And that's the kind of reception we're getting everywhere from the average Canadian. What does that tell you? It tells you that the average person, the largest demographic of Canadians, the non-voter, more than all the other parties put together, these are the people we need to engage for united compliance.
The silent majority.
Exactly.
Same thing. When you tell the story, you're not bragging. I'm not bragging. I went to Lake Tahoe for a workcation. I went to CVS twice. I went to a few restaurants. Everyone mobbed me. The owners, the busboys, the waitresses. I went to CVS and was in there 30 minutes. I was just trying to buy some Neosporin and Band-Aids for my four-year-old that cut her. All this kind of stuff is going on. It's totally insane. It's absolutely out of control. What the globalists are doing, but the people are really, really waking up. And I think Klaus Schwab up in his ivory towers, I think Bill Gates in his ivory tower doesn't know what's happening.
He doesn't, but I want to say something else really quick, because now the government's terrified that we're achieving this level of the silent majority being engaged along with the political people, along with the freedom lovers. So they're trying to subvert the movement here in Canada with a supposed political freedom movement. And they're using the PPC party and Maxime Bernier as this Trojan horse to try to mislead the people and try to give the people a so-called political option to this. Because they know the people are ready to act. They're ready for united non-compliance phase two, taking action. And the best way to stop people from taking action is to give them a pretend viable political solution. That way they don't use their anger and take action. Instead, they just vote. And they sit down back on their couch and they wait for this politician to save them. Maxime Bernier has been telling everyone he's this big freedom fighter. He's been telling everybody, don't listen to Chris Skye. He just wants to sell a book. Well, I found out Maxime Bernier and the PPC party are making money off the sale of face masks. I found out Maxime Bernier was working with George Soros and the Tides Foundation all the way back until 2005 as the head of the Sustainable Development Committee in Canada. So he's not a freedom fighter. He's a globalist just like all the rest. And they have this phony political movement. And it all started on Canada Day.
Listen, let me just say this. Chris, you're the superstar that predicted it all. That's a great guy, grassroots person. I don't know who these people are. I'm not doubting you. But it's a distraction. I see the whisper campaigns against you. Every time we have you on, we get all these messages. Don't have him on. He's bad. I know it's all crap. I think you're above these people. And I think you should just ignore them.
That's the best thing, but I have to point it out because I want everybody to understand there is no political solution to this problem.
I agree. You got to stop hoping some magic person does it. You've got to start saying no and give people some examples of how they do that.
That's what you got to do. So we got people in different groups to take action. And when we have a big protest, we break the people down into smaller groups. The first group we do is the small business owners. And we get them to organize as many small businesses as possible. And we organize an opening date. We did that in British Columbia, the west coast of Canada, where the businesses were hungry. And in 1 month, we got almost 2,000 businesses organized to open. And the government allowed them to open the day after our opening date that we declared. And if you look at a place like Ontario, where I live, we just got those same restrictions lifted maybe a couple weeks ago. So when people take action, that's what takes.
Submission is death. Resistance is victory. So let me ask you this, because I mean, look, I got a crystal ball. Research your own documents. You've got one, your own research and documents, and I really respect your view on this. Why do you think they've been covering up numbers before? Why are they admitting the vast majority of the ill are vaccinated? Why are they admitting they're the ones shedding viruses? Why are they? I mean, is that just that real scientists are putting out real numbers? Because the media doesn't know how to deal with this. They don't know what to do. I mean, the fact that, again, all over the world, it's the people that are getting the shots that are sick. Again, as I predicted a year ago, as you predicted a year ago, it's not from COVID. It's from the vaccine. They're calling vaccine illness new COVID.
Well, it's kind of hard to sweep under the rug that three quarters of all COVID cases, including places like Singapore and all around the world, they're reporting the same numbers. Three quarters of all new COVID cases are basically vaccinated people. So they can't really sweep that under the rug. So what they're going to do is use it to their advantage. They're going to say, oh, no, it's not the vaccine's fault. It's this new variant. And this new variant was created by all these unvaccinated that didn't go with the program and didn't do their part. And that's why this new variant's created. And that's why our vaccines that were supposed to save the day can't. They always want to position themselves as the people that are trying to help. And they always want to position the people like us that are really trying to help as the reason that this keeps getting perpetuated.
Absolutely. When we come back, I want to play a clip of that Canadian health official saying, we don't want to ever lift the lockdowns because people will actually talk. Folks thought he misspoke. Then the Canadian, the German, the Australian, the British government all repeated what he said. What do you make of them being so brazen?
Because they have no choice. They have to try to silence people like you and me because we're having the impact that we need to have. We're not just having an impact, we're having the impact. We are the change. Like I said, I saw a massive shift in Canadian society. The masses have awoken. So now the only thing they can try to do is try to put the cat back in the bag, which we know is impossible. That's why they're trying to pass all these bills like C-36 and C-10 in Canada that are to limit our freedom of speech. Because they've already taken all our other rights with the vaccine passport. They've already closed our businesses and destroyed our industries with the lockdowns. So the only thing we have left is the ability to speak about what's happening. And that's their number one enemy right now because we're telling the truth and they're lying. So they're at a huge disadvantage, which is why they have to use media, government, elected officials, medical professionals to tell their lie. And it could just be a regular dude like me going around telling the truth and ruining their plans.
Chris Scott, we'll do five more minutes with you. Please come back for a full hour this week. You name the time. Tell my producers during the break. That's realchrissky.com. Check it out. Get his book. And please support us. Infowarsstore.com. Today is the last day and it's over to get 10% off on a high-quality storable food ready to ship in these crazy times. I would get ready. Infowarsstore.com. And in 1 week, we're ending the sale on X2, the Deep Earth Crystal, high-quality iodine. It is 40% off. Infowarsstore.com. And, of course, you go to MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off with promo code Alex at MyPillow.com.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.